This is Sports Talk with Earl Robinson from AM 870 WKAR. This program content is made possible in part by WKAR listeners.
A very good afternoon. Welcome to our Ball Prediction Show. A very happy holiday season, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas. Remember, this show is pre-recorded. Please do not call in. Aaron Young is with me, and we'll pick this year's bowl winners right here on AM 870 WKAR. And Aaron, we've got a couple of, they're pretty good matchups. We've got Arizona going up against Nevada. I like Arizona a lot in this game, and the fact that, the old Michigan coach, he qualified for a bowl game in his first year of coaching. I think that's going to serve him well, and I think that's going to do very, very well for Arizona. And hopefully Rich Rod will come through with that one.
Yeah, I'm sure the Michigan fans are just biting at the fact that Nevada will beat up all over Arizona. I'm going to go with Nevada on this one, just for the mere fact of nothing. I think either team could probably win this game. I'm going to go with Nevada on this one. Michigan wasn't for Rich Rod, but. I have nothing against the guy. I kind of joke when I say those kind of things, but I'm just going to go with Nevada on this one. But I guess we'll have to kind of see how it plays out. And I think it's the first bowl game.
Yeah, it is.
Sometimes those can be interesting. Sometimes they can't be. So well, hopefully it'll be a good one for the good start to the bowl season. And I'm going to go with Nevada.
Okay, and then our second bowl game, we have that famous Idaho Potato Bowl. So that's a different kind of a name, but in Idaho, that's one that they're talking about, the Idaho Potato Bowl between Utah State and Toledo. I'm like a Big Ten guy, so I like my Midwestern roots. So I'm going to go with Toledo because I really like Toledo, and I think and Toledo had a great year. They lost the championship game in the MAC tournament, in the MAC conference, that is. So I'm going to stick with them. I think they'll come back and get them a win in that game, and I like them to beat Utah State.
Yeah, I love the MAC. I would love to support them on this one, but I can't for whatever reason. Utah State, I believe, is ranked 23rd.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Yeah. So I'm just going to go with the higher ranked team on this one. Utah State's got some great players, so. I'm going to go with them in that one. Also, I'm just going to say this. They should really come up with a different name for this bowl game. I believe, actually, if I'm correct, I think the trophy is literally filled with potatoes at the end of the game.
Yeah, I think it is.
I believe it is. I think that's the way it's been. Great potatoes, don't get me wrong. Great potatoes. But I'm not sure how potatoes and football go together, but apparently they do. Obviously, we all know it's about the money, but nonetheless, I'm going to go with Utah State on this one over the MAC.
Even though we know that Michigan makes the best potatoes, they're used more in potato chips all across the country, Michigan-made potatoes. So that's one for the state of Michigan, even though we've got our pizza bowl, but we don't have a potato bowl.
That's correct. You can have potatoes with your pizza, so that's even better. 1-2 punch.
Okay. We'll look over. We'll ask. That's the first two games, so let's go on to the third game, which is always one of my favorite games, this Poinsettia Bowl in San Diego. BYU and San Diego State, I'll tell you, the balls will be flying in that one. That will be a high-scoring game, just like we saw Arizona and Nevada was such a high-scoring game. Those two teams didn't have defenses. These two teams here, BYU and San Diego, they've got a little bit of defense, but they'll put a ton of points on the board. And that's one I'm really not sure which one I'm going with, but then I don't know if I should let you go first in this one. Okay, I'll take a chance. I'll go with BYU over San Diego State. I'll go first in this one, and you can go first in the next one.
All right. Well, this is a great bowl game for the mere fact that these guys have met up in the Poinsettia Bowl quite a few times, most notably 2010 over the instant replay where BYU won 24-21 And, you know, the guy that was running the replay thing, booth or whatever you want to call it, was actually from BYU. And that's when BYU had to kind of change their policies and say, well, we probably shouldn't have someone that's a fan running our replay, you know, video stuff. So, you know, these two teams go back all the way to, you know, 79 was a game that BYU destroyed San Diego State 63-14. But, you know, so I think this is a great bowl game. Who I'm going to go with? I'm just going to go with San Diego State. It just seems like the right pick. You know, I think
you're going with the hometown team.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think either team could win it. Frankly, I think they're both great teams. And, I just like San Diego State on this one. Obviously, as we all know, Brady Hoke used to coach there. So, you know, he's got some, I'm sure he's rooting for him too. So, you know, I'm going to go with San Diego State on this one.
Well, I think BYU's got a few more big time players that will be that we'll see playing on Sundays in the NFL. So that's why I like BYU, because they've got a few really very good studs on their team. So I'm looking for BYU to take them out. Well, now we've got the Beef O'Brady Bowl. So Central Florida at Ball State, and you do the honors in this one, Aaron.
Well, first off, I don't even know what Beef O'Brady is or who it is or what it is or if it's
It's
some,
beef.
It's
good beef.
Beef, okay. I don't know who O'Brady is, but Tom Brady maybe. But, yeah, so we got, you know, Ball State versus UCF. You know, UCF has a pretty good defense, the 29th rated defense in the league. Ball State's not as good on the defensive side. Offensively, they're both pretty equal, I would say. So for the mere fact of that UCF has a better defense, I'm going to go with them. But again, these are college bowl games, and kind of like when it's the March Madness time, it's you really don't know. Sometimes those things can just kind of be thrown out the window. So, however, I will go with UCF on this one, just frankly because their defense is slightly better and their offenses are about equal. So I'm going to go with UCF.
You know what's really, really good about the bowl games? If we can figure out who really wants to be there and who doesn't, the teams that really want to be there will give you, you know, 100% effort. The teams that don't want to be there will just be going through the motions. I like Ball State, but then again, I'm a Midwestern guy. I love my Midwestern teams, even though they disappoint me many, many times. So, and even though they might disappoint me, I'm still going to go with Ball State to beat Central Michigan. Ball State's got some very good offensive players, and they have an okay defense. They don't have a great defense. It's just okay, but I like them a little bit, and Central Florida is favored they're a 7-point favorite, it looks like, over Ball State. But I'm going to take the underdog in this one. I'm going to stick up for my Cardinals.
Well, that's only fair. So,
well, next up we have the New Orleans Bowl between Louisiana Lafayette over East Carolina. Who do you like in that one?
Well, East Carolina has, I think, had some nice games this year, so I'm going to go with them. I'd be curious. I haven't checked when the last time UL Lafayette was in a bowl game, but it's nice to see some names you maybe, you know, I'm not familiar with, or other people aren't familiar with. I'm going to go with East Carolina on this one. It's actually, it's in New Orleans. So I'm going to go with, you know, East Carolina on this one.
Okay, well, I must admit, I have to agree with you on this one. East Carolina, they were in a bowl a couple of years ago when they had a very good coach. He went on to another school to become a head coach, but that happened 2 or 3 years ago. So I like East Carolina as well. They're a good defensive team, and that's the thing. They've got a lot of speed in East Carolina, and they had a lot of speed a couple of years ago. This is still a team that has a great deal of speed. And, some of these teams, like East Carolina, like Louisiana Lafayette, they get guys who can't qualify initially to get into the big time schools, to get into the Alabamas or the South Carolinas and things like that. So they get the guys who are just under the radar. And yes, they're good players. And yes, they're okay. But they don't have the, you know, the top grades a lot of times to get into the schools. So I'll go with East Carolina as well.
All right. Well, I think that's a fine explanation and a good reason to pick those guys.
Okay. Well, next up we got old standby Boise State over Washington in the Las Vegas Bowl. And Boise State, as you know, they've become a regular on the bowl circuit in the recent years after they got that, you know, as you know, they got that game over Oklahoma a few years ago, and they got a chance to, they've been able to get into the bowl system pretty regularly and play some pretty good opponents. You know, you have to like Boise State and how well they do up against the big boys. You know, they used to be considered one of the little guys, but I don't think anyone considers them a small fry anymore. I think they're one of the big boys, and they come to play each and every week, and they've really come to play in the bowl games. They have a good regular season, and then let me tell you, I always looked a little bit, I don't say looked down on a Boise State, but I just never gave them that much credit because they played such a soft schedule during the year, and then they put everything into that, to the bowl game, and that's the way they've done it, and it's worked for them. But I just don't think that teams that play soft schedules should be rewarded in bowl games, but now everybody plays a soft schedule. So I'll take Boise State to beat Washington.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to take Boise State as well. Yeah, you're right. I mean, they don't play a difficult schedule by any means. It's not like you can compare them to, you know, one of the top tier teams by any means. But I'm going to go with Boise State for the mere fact that you know they got basically the fourth best turnover ratio. You know, basically through the 12 games in the nation, so that's a very good. And unfortunately for Washington, they turn it over quite a bit, quite a few times. I think they've turned it over 25 times in 12 games. So if Boise State can get a couple turnovers and score some points off those, you know, that's going to be pretty good. Plus, Boise State's running back's pretty good. He's got over 1,000 yards this season.
Yes, he is.
DJ Harper. You know, if he can get some great runs in there, I think Boise State should win this one. You know, I don't think this is going to be too much of a challenge for him, but, you know, it's a bowl game. It's always hard to say that, but I like Boise State in this one.
Okay, so we agree on that one. We've only had, a couple that we haven't agreed on so far. That the first one, Arizona-Nevada, we didn't agree on that one, Utah and Toledo. And then we've agreed on the rest of them, haven't we, or did we have any different ones?
No, I think that's right. I think those are the only ones we've disagreed on so far.
Okay, because you know we got to keep track of it so we can count them up at the end to see how we won. Alex and I are keeping track of theirs. He's got them all, so I'm putting it on your shoulders to keep track of the ones. Okay, well I think this is going to be a tough game. It's the Hawaii Bowl, and we have Fresno State going up against Southern Methodist, and Southern Methodist, of course, they have the old coach from Hawaii that was there all those years, June Jones, and he's running the Southern Methodist program now, so that'll be a good welcoming home party for them. But this game always features two teams that can put points on the board. You know, that's one thing you never have to worry about. Those two teams will just flat out put a lot of points on the boards. So I will go with, and I'm going to let you pick this one first. I'm going to check it out. I'm going to give it to you.
All right. Well, I actually, frankly, I don't think this one's too tough. I think Fresno State's probably going to win this one pretty easily. I just think SMU is just, they just can't match up against them. I mean, Fresno State's, you know, they got 322 yards per game. You know, SMU only has 237. That's quite a big of a difference. Fresno State's, you know, rushing about 165 yards per game while SMU is doing about 128. So, you know, I think that's, you know, that's fine. And Fresno State's scoring about 40 points a game. So, SMU is only averaging about 30 or so. So, I think Fresno State wins this one. I just don't think they, you know, match up too well. Plus, the last time they met, I think, was back in 04. Mm-hmm. And, some final score was Fresno State 42, SMU 0. So things didn't go well for SMU. I know it's different teams, obviously, but I just like Fresno State in this one. I just don't think SMU can match up well with them at all. And unfortunately, I just don't think this is going to be a very exciting bowl game.
Okay, well, I must admit I have to agree with you. I got to go with Fresno State, so we still haven't disagreed on too many. But Fresno State, you're right, they're just a superior team on paper all year long. They play good offense, good defense. They're very strong running team. And, yes, I expect Fresno State to win this one easily. Now we have the one in Detroit, the Little Caesars Pizza Bowl. Pizza. And that we have Western Kentucky going up against Central Michigan. Of course, Central Michigan, been there a couple of times. They haven't been there in about, I think, 3 years they haven't been to the Pizza Bowl. But they're playing 7-5 Western Kentucky, which is a pretty good team. But, you know, Central Michigan has had a couple of upsets this year. They had the upset over Ohio State. Over Iowa. They upset Iowa, and they upset one other team, I think Massachusetts as well. So they were lucky to get in a bowl game. And, you know, I'm going to stick with the boys that aren't too far from here. I'm going to stick with Central Michigan.
That's going in here with your home crowd.
I know. I'm going with my heart. Being a homer, letting you pick on me or take advantage of
all
me.
All right. That's fine. I'll let that one slide. You know, this is an intriguing matchup for the fact that Central, I believe, had to win their last game just to get to 6-6.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not sure 100% what Western Kentucky's final record was, but you know, basically Central Michigan, their defense honestly isn't that good. They've given up a lot of points this year. Western Kentucky has some nice wins this year, but as we're well aware, so does Central Michigan. But some of those wins, I think, are overshadowed. I think they – was it Iowa they beat?
Yeah, Iowa.
Yeah. Well, we all know how the Big Ten was this year,
yes.
So I'm not sure how much of that you can hang your hat on. Granted, it was on the road, so that is worth something. Yeah, I mean, their defense just isn't great this year. Western Kentucky's offense isn't that great either. But the fact that, you know, Central's defense just isn't that great, I'm actually going to go against Central Michigan on this one. But I think it's going to be a lot closer than maybe some people are predicting, for the mere fact that they don't have to travel far. They only have to ride a bus a couple hours down to Detroit and probably have some pizza on the way. I'm going to go with Western Kentucky beating Central Michigan, as much as I hate to do it.
Well, okay, and I'm going with the underdog. I'm going with the Chips, and hopefully the Chips can sneak out a win some kind of way, some kind of fashion. They'll be able to get that one. But it's going to be a tough game. Like you say, Western Michigan has a stronger team, but I'm relying on the fact that Central Michigan hasn't been in a bowl game for 3 years. They're very excited about being there and very excited about the possibility of winning a bowl game. Well, the next one we have coming up is the Military Bowl coming up on December 27th. And this is San Jose State going up against Bowling Green. Now, this is one I'll let you explain this one. You've got it. You can take this one.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's going to be an interesting game. I think it's going to be a pretty close game. You know, I'm not sure the last time that Bowling Green was in a bowl game.
It's been a while.
So it's nice to see some names that aren't always there. Bowling Green, you know, finished 8-4. In the MAC, did the MAC, just correct me, did they get 6 teams in this year?
17. Never had 7 teams in bowl games.
Wow. You know, so hopefully they can represent the MAC well. Obviously, San Jose State is from the WAC. The WAC versus the MAC. It's always fun to say that. This is, you know, as much as I would love to continue or actually pick the MAC, unfortunately, I just picked against Central Michigan. You know, I'm going to go with San Jose State on this one. You know, the fact that Bowling Green's got 4 losses in the MAC. You know, Bowling Green is only averaging 216 yards passing per game. Flip side, the other team's got 327 average. That's a pretty big difference. Granted, San Jose State's only rushing 124. And obviously the Falcons are only doing about 157. But, you know, so also Bowling Green is only putting up about 23 points per game. So on the other side, you know, they're putting up about 35 per game. So I'm going to go with San Jose State on this one as I continue to, unfortunately, pick against the MAC. I just think San Jose State's too strong in this one. So I'm going to go with San Jose State.
Well, you know, unfortunately, I'm going to have to agree with you on this one. I'm going to have to go with San Jose State as well, because you're right. They are just a very superior team in the Bowling Green, offensively, defensively, special teams. This is definitely a well-rounded team, which Bowling Green really doesn't match up well with. So I'm going to go with San Jose State, too. They're ranked 24th in the nation, and I'd be surprised if Bowling Green was able to pull the upset and get the win. I'd be very, very surprised at that. Well, let's see. The next one is called the Belk Bowl. I don't know what the Belk Bowl is, but it says B-E-L-K, and it's in Charlotte, North Carolina, and it's Cincinnati going over against Duke. And, of course, Cincinnati is 9-3. Duke is 6-6 out of the SEC, but I like Cincinnati a lot more. Cincinnati's up here. They're from our neck of the woods, and they're pretty good. They've got some speed. They even got a receiver coming in next year from Lansing, Everett. He's going there. So this is a good chance for them to get a win, and get a win over Duke. So I like Cincinnati because they have it offensively, defensively. They're just a dominant team. I think this is one of the more obviously mismatchy games there. It's one of these games where they probably really shouldn't have put these two teams together because Cincinnati should kill them.
Yeah, I mean, on paper, offensively, for passing, rushing, and points per game, they're pretty very close, actually. But as you pointed out, I think the big stat is the defense of Duke. They're giving up 35 points per game. I mean, I just don't see if you're giving up 35 points per game during the regular season. I mean, Cincinnati's only giving up about 17, 18 points per game. I mean, their defense is just going to be too strong. Plus, they're, both offenses, like I said, are pretty decent. Sometimes numbers aren't always everything. So I still think Cincinnati's offense is just a lot better than Duke's. Nothing against Duke. They had a good season. It's nice to see them come, get to a bowl game. You know, they're usually known for their basketball, obviously, but it's nice to see that their football program is going in the right direction, at least for this year anyway. This is an obvious one. I just think I don't see how Duke would even pull this one off.
I think this is the first time, I think in a few years, that they've actually qualified for a bowl game. But I don't think they've been to a bowl game in quite a few years.
Yeah, so, it's not like they have experience going to a bowl game. And, sometimes that can be overlooked, especially from a coaching standpoint. Sometimes you get excited and you might make bad calls or your head's not in the game for whatever reason, just because of the excitement and adrenaline running. So, Cincinnati, this one pretty easily. I'm not sure this is a bowl game that's going to be, people are really going to want to watch. Plus, like you said, Belk, I don't even, it must be, yeah. I'm sure it's some company that does something that makes money. I don't know. Even the name's not intriguing.
Yeah, it's not. I'll tell you, the next game, this is one of my favorite bowl games, the Holiday Bowl. They always run up a ton of points in this game. It's San Diego now has two bowl games. They have the Poinsettia Bowl, which we talked about a little bit earlier. And then we have the Holiday Bowl, which usually just they get two teams in who can really run up the score. And you got UCLA and Baylor, and it's basically a toss-em game. It's a pick-em game. So with two teams like that, UCLA finished strong at the end of the year to get themselves in a bowl situation. And, you have to like UCLA just because of the way they finished the season. And I'm going to pick UCLA in this one over Baylor. UCLA's got a lot of quick players, a lot of good talent, and under their first-year coach, they've been able to turn it around. Now, I'm not sure if already we can say they've passed USC, that they're the better team in the Bay Area out there in Los Angeles. But I would just say this: I know USC, they're going to have to put up some if they want to keep up with, because UCLA is really coming, and I don't know if USC can just stem the tide and just stay ahead of them, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I agree with that. So, I mean, you know, it's the Holiday Bowl, like you said, it's known to put up some points. I mean, that's kind of, which is fine. You know, it's kind of nice that a bowl is, you know, a bowl is known for something.
Yeah, that's their reputation. They've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, and, you know, I like UCLA in this one. You know, they're ranked 19th, looking for their 10th win of the year. Jim Mora, he's done a great job over there. So, you know, I like UCLA in this one. Baylor, I just think, has too many losses that they shouldn't have lost. And, you know, so I'm going to go with the Bruins on this one.
Okay, now, you know, we haven't had that many disagreements, what, maybe about four of them or so, something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, well...
Should we just purposely disagree?
No, we got to pick with our hearts and our minds and all that kind of good stuff. So, yeah, it probably would be a little bit more interesting if we disagreed, but we'll have plenty of time to talk trash after the bowl season ends and we see how we ended up. Who did the old man beat the young guy, or did the young guy take out the old guy? So
yeah, I mean, either way, I'm probably going to get your paycheck, because that's probably what the agreement was. So, you know, either way, I'm sure I'm going to come out a winner.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Well, let's go on to the Independence Bowl in Shreveport, Louisiana. Always an interesting bowl game. And we've got Louisiana Monroe over the University of Ohio, the Bobcats. And I like the old Bobcats coach is the former coach of Nebraska. He's their coach now, and he's been doing a very good job with the University of Ohio. So, I you know, when I look at that, and I don't know, I saw Louisiana Monroe on a couple of games on the tube later on in the year, and Louisiana Monroe has a lot of speed, a lot of speed. Now, I like teams that have fast players, and they have fast players at Louisiana Monroe. In Ohio, typical Midwestern team, they're strong, fast. They've got that quarterback, who Mickey Tettleton's son, who's the quarterback there. And, you know, if you remember, Mickey Tettleton used to be a catcher in baseball. His son is a big-time quarterback at the University of Ohio. Does a good job of running, and he's one of those quarterbacks. We've seen more quarterbacks now who can run and throw the ball, and he can do both. So you know, I will stick with those guys and find out. I will go with. Well, as I said, I was thinking about, but I can't do it. I gotta go with Louisiana Monroe. Too much speed, too much power, and too much defense. Them over Ohio. I was really tempted to make Ohio State, Ohio that is, my upset pick. But gee, I just can't do it.
Well, that's fair. And again, I wish I could you know, continue to support the MAC, but unfortunately I just can't on this one. I just think they're outmatched. You know, Ohio just, you know, the MAC was great this year, don't get me wrong, but it's the MAC. It's still the MAC. You know, the players just aren't as great. Granted, they've been putting a lot of players in the NFL, but as a whole, as a team, sometimes, you know, they're not the greatest of teams. But they may be in the MAC itself, but against some of the other teams, maybe not so much. I do like the matchup, though. I'm glad that, you know, Ohio didn't get pinned against some, you know, big team that wasn't, you know, matched up against them, or was just, you know, too strong for him or something like that. You know, granted, we all know that Ohio beat Penn State at the beginning of the season, but frankly, I think that was one of those wins that you can't even, sure, it was a W, but we all know what Penn State was going through. So I can't really count that as a legitimate win. I'm going to go with UL Monroe on this one. And, you know, I think it's an interesting matchup, but I just think UL Monroe is probably going to win this one out.
Okay, so that's another one we agree on. I don't know if we're going to have that choice in this one. I think we might disagree with this one. So I'm going to let you go first, and then I'll pick after you.
I'm assuming we're talking about the Rutgers versus Virginia Tech.
Yes, that should be a good game.
Yeah, that's going to be a great game. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're you know, the Rutgers are going to be in the Big Ten pretty soon. I guess this will be a nice way for the Big Ten to say, well, let's see what you guys got. Rutgers isn't. I mean, obviously Rutgers has history in football, but I think the last couple of years they finally kind of turned it around a little bit. I'm glad to see they're back in a bowl game. What's the bowl game called? I forget the name.
Russell Athletic Bowl.
Man, this is a tough one.
It is. That's why I gave it to you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. I'm going to go with Virginia Tech on this one for the mere fact that they've got some experience in bowl games. I just like them in this one more than Rutgers. I think they're, they got some better players. It's probably a better matchup for them. So I'm going to go with Virginia Tech on this one.
Okay, well, I'm going to give a shout out to our future teammate or opponent in the Big Ten, Rutgers. I like Rutgers in this one. Even though they were 9-3, they won a lot of games this year and had a few upsets. And they didn't play the toughest of schedules like so many teams. They had a lot of cupcakes on there, but they still did enough to win. Their defense was okay, not great. And they get penalized a lot for playing out there in the Big East League, and now they're getting ready to go to the rough and tumble Big Ten. But that's okay. I think they can handle it, and I think they are more of a Big Ten-like team, even though they never played. They don't play like the Big Ten all the time. So I'm going to go with Rutgers to win this one. I guess you could say it would be a slight upset. Virginia Tech is already favored on this one, but I'll go with Rutgers. So this would be going because I might have taken Virginia Tech. If you hadn't taken Rutgers, I might have taken Virginia Tech. So just to be different from you.
All right, that's fair. Hopefully this isn't the pick that makes me win.
It'll be the one that makes you lose.
Oh, okay. Right, good comeback. There you go.
Okay, I'm going to let you pick the next one because we have one of my Big Ten teams. As you know, I have a weakness for the Big Ten. But we have the Meineke Car Care game, and we have Texas Tech going up against Minnesota. And that should be a nice game. It should be a fun game to watch because, as we know, we've seen Minnesota all year long. And that's a team that just doesn't play defense at all. They couldn't stop a cold water, a running water, or any kind of water. So I'm going to definitely have to pick Texas Tech over them. That's for sure. That's the Meineke Car Care Bowl, and Texas Tech is 7-5. Minnesota is 6-6. How many TVs do you think is going to be turned on to watch that one?
Well, I know mine won't, and maybe a half of a TV. They'll have a pitcher-in-pitcher, and they'll have it in top
in the corner.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean this has got to be. I mean this has got to be the least. No one's gonna watch this.
Yeah.
I don't know how you sell this as a good bowl game.
Yeah.
I mean Minnesota. Frankly, I mean the Big Ten was weak.
Yeah.
We all know that this year. The fact that Minnesota even got in.
Qualified for a bowl game.
I mean I don't you know. Texas Tech. I mean, granted, they're Tuberville. Is he left now?
He's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. Mm-hmm. So, I think that's even motivation for Texas Tech to even play more. Texas Tech. This isn't even. I mean, I don't know why I'm still talking, but this might be over by halftime. I mean, over by halftime, the people that pick these bowl games are going to be like, oh, well, we made a mistake on that one, and they're probably thinking that right now.
Yeah,
it's unfortunate that Texas Tech couldn't have been in a better bowl game or had a better matchup at least. But nonetheless, Texas Tech in this one, big time. I have no idea if Minnesota will even have a shot. I don't
think they will.
No, I don't either. I mean, unless a new team randomly shows up.
Yeah, and they get a couple of players who are off the injured list who didn't play that much this year, and they get a chance to shine in a bowl game. You know, or maybe they'll have a few of their seniors who come through. But like you, I can't see there's any shape, way, fashion, or form how Minnesota can win this game. So that's really tough. But I'll tell you, we got one coming up. This is one of those games, too, that it's going to be hard to pick. We've got the Armed Forces Bowl, and it's Air Force going up against Rice. Both teams are 6-6. I mean, how much do you want to see a team, especially if you're traveling, and you have to go down to Fort Worth, Texas, to watch 6-6 Air Force against 6-6 Rice? I don't know. I'm going to let you pick this one because I really don't. I don't even know which one. You're the expert.
Yeah, expert. Good. So now I'm going to get paid more.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I mean, again, another bowl game. I don't know how you sell this as an exciting bowl game.
Yes, I don't either.
Air Force, what's the offense that they run? It's an option, right?
Triple option.
Triple option. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just so exciting to watch. I mean, that's just, come on. Rice, you know, you know what kind of offense Rice? I don't know much about Rice.
Yeah, I don't know that much about. They've been a running team that the running back that transferred from Michigan transferred down to Rice.
Oh, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I'm gonna go with Rice on this one for the mere fact that, you know what? Actually, no, I am gonna go with Air Force on this one. Probably because I don't
more
know.
Discipline.
Yeah, that and you know, if you think about it, the triple option is. That's pretty hard to cover. It's difficult to cover. You know, and I doubt Rice has really seen that often. So I'm going to go with Air Force on this one. Actually, I think it would be pretty cool if actually Air Force could get a win in a bowl game. I'm sure Rice has been to a bowl game before and has won before. So, you know, not that Air Force hasn't, but I'm going to go with Air Force on this one. But granted, it's another bowl game that –
You really don't care.
Yeah, I mean, it's and I, you know, I hate you hate to say that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's college football, the bowl games. It's supposed to be exciting, but the reality is most people don't care. You know, so but I'm going to go with Air Force on this one, and I think it'd be cool just if the Air Force was actually able to have a bowl win.
Okay, well, I'll take the other one for a change. I'll take Rice on this one. Rice is you know there were like. Vanderbilt, Duke, Northwestern, all these teams that have the smart players, smart team, and with a lot of smart players. And you don't have to they'll win. If it's a game of brains, they would usually win, except Air Force has a lot of brains, of course, obviously, if you get into the Air Force Academy. But Rice has a lot of very good students, and this thing. Let me tell you, if you haven't seen Rice plays in about a 70,000 seat stadium. Why they do that, I have no idea. It's never even close to half field, but you know they've downgraded somewhat. But it's Rice. It's in Texas. A lot of people, I guess, they assume that a lot of people are going to go Rice and go watch Rice win. So you know, it's one of those things that I think Rice will win it just because they have a lot of smart players on that team. Yes, they play a lot of very good competition. When you play a tough competition all the time, you get used to that and going up against those tough guys. So I'm going to take Rice for this because I think they just have a lot of smart players on their team. And I don't know if they can win it, but I think they can win it. It's considered a toss-em game. It's funny. This game will probably be a blowout on one side or the other, but at least going into it, it's a one-point win. A one-point game is considered, and I don't know. I'm gonna stick with Rice in this one. It's one to be I'm going to put a little asterisk by because I'm going to just be looking for who wins this game. Yeah, maybe I'll get your paycheck off of this one.
Oh, maybe. I don't think so. I mean, you don't want my paycheck. I'm, you know, they don't pay me much here.
Well, let's go to New York. New York is the next bowl, the Pinstripe Bowl in New York City. And we've got West Virginia going up against Syracuse. 2-7-5 teams. And you do the honors, Aaron.
Well, I mean, West Virginia can put up points. I mean, they're putting up a lot of points, you know, and their quarterback, Geno Smith, frankly, he's an NFL prospect. So, you know, I expect him to do his work and what he's good at. So I expect West Virginia to win this one. I'm not sure if Syracuse can put up the points that West Virginia puts up. Syracuse does put up a decent amount of points, but I just feel like, you know, West Virginia is probably going to put up a decent amount of points in this one. And, you know, I expect them to win this one. I think this one's a pretty good matchup locally. I think it's kind of in the fact that it's in New York. You got West Virginia versus Syracuse. I think it kind of, people don't have to travel that far. So I think this is a kind of a nice matchup, but I like West Virginia in this one.
Well, you know, Aaron, if they had the vote on the Heisman Trophy, you know, after the first game of the year, Geno Smith would have won it because he had that great first game, threw, what, 6 touchdown passes. The team, West Virginia, looked like world beaters. There was so much talk and so much buzz around him. You know, we almost thought right then that, hey, he's going to be he's going to be a Heisman Trophy candidate and probably the winner. Little did we know that he would fall off so much during the season and not even be considered in the finals. So, yeah, I like West Virginia, too, because it's a good team. And with Geno, and he's got some good receivers. He's got some very good receivers. Now, their defense isn't that great. Now, but offensively, they are strong. And now Syracuse on the other side. You know, that's a very poor defensive team. They're just not that good defensively either. So I like West Virginia because of their offense, and they can put points on the board, always have. And I don't see how Syracuse is going to stop them overall, because West Virginia, they have a great offensive formula and a great offense, and they'll put points on the board, whereas Syracuse is going to be trying their best to stop them, and I don't know if they can. So I'm with you in this one. I'm going to take West Virginia as well, too. So let's see. So we both got West Virginia over in the Pinstripe Bowl over Syracuse, and then we have to go out way out to San Francisco, and then we have Arizona State, 7-5. In the Fight Hunger Bowl over Navy, 7-4. That's a good one. And Navy beat Army again in that bowl game between Army and Navy has each year. And you know, I've always considered that the toughest bowl game, or toughest game to win between two teams as far as rivals. And you know, we have a lot of rivals. We have Alabama. In Auburn, you have Ohio State, Michigan, you have Army and Navy. To me, Army and Navy is always the best bowl game. But in this one, you got Navy going up against Arizona State. Arizona State has too much speed. And I know I've been saying that a lot on some of these teams. They have a lot of speed. But it's true, they have a lot of speed. And Arizona State really has a lot of speed, similar to what Arizona has. So I'm going to go with the team with most of the speed. I'm going to go with Arizona State to down Navy, which you know, that's a downer for me, a bummer for me, because I'm a big Navy fan, always have been. And that's the thing. I don't know why I'm a Navy fan, but I've been a Navy fan all my life, ever since I was a little kid. And I used to watch Navy and Army play on television all the time. And I always rooted for Navy. And I can't figure out why. I'm going to have to go back and search it, you know, and try to figure out why I've been a Navy fan all these years.
I don't know. Maybe just like big ships and boats, and
that must be something like that. I guess.
Yeah, and big guns on big ships.
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, I just don't see how Navy is going to win this one. I like Arizona State with this one. You know, by the numbers, Arizona State, besides the rushing offense, which is Navy has, you know, is 6th in the nation in rushing offense, actually, but that's because they also run the triple option, I believe. You know, that's kind of misguided.
It is.
I'm going to go with Arizona State Offensively, defensively, they're much, much, much better than, Navy in this one. It would be cool, though, if I don't think anyone would say, hey, I'm mad that Navy won. I think it's one of those, the Navy, Army, and those, those teams, I don't think anyone would say, oh, I'm mad that that team won, or I don't like that team. You know, it's not like, oh, I hate the SEC, or I hate LSU, or whatever the case is. You don't say that about Army or Navy or anything. It would be cool. I think it would be cool if Navy won, but for the mere of picking games here, I got to go with Arizona State on this one.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you do the honors of picking the next one because it should be an intriguing game with Oregon State up against Texas. Because as you know, there was talk about trying to match up Texas and Texas A&M in the Cotton Bowl. And boy, they didn't want to do that since Texas A&M has left the conference. So they avoided that one, but they've got two games, two pretty good games, Oregon State at Texas in San Antonio in the Alamo Bowl. So I'll let you do the honors of this one.
Yeah, the fact that it's Texas, it's in Texas. One, that's an advantage for Texas.
Yeah.
So Oregon State's going to have to come in and do some work. So they already got some disadvantages to them as well. It's not going to be easy for Oregon State to come in, into Texas to try to do a win, try to come away with a win. I like Texas in this one. For the mere fact that they're at home, I think that plays. It's going to play a huge factor into noise and those kind of things. Kind of the sixth man off the bench, I guess you could say, is going to be the crowd in this one. So I like Texas. I feel bad for Oregon State that, Texas gets to play right in their hometown. So,
yes.
I just like Texas in this one. Basically for the mere fact that it's a home field advantage. It's a home game for them.
Yeah, I'm going to be the dummy. I'm going to take the road team. I'm going to take Oregon State. I'm expecting the Lions to go into the Lions' den and slay them. I'm going to pick a big upset here, Oregon State over Texas. I like Oregon State. Oregon State had a very good year. Of course, they couldn't beat Oregon, but they had a very good year, a very good team out in the back. Pac-12 conference. So I'm going to go with that team that could have been in the Pac-10 championship game. They were good enough, and that would have been interesting if they would have had to play back-to-back weeks or something like that. But I'll tell you, that would have been that's a very good Oregon State team, 9-3, and Texas is a good team, 8-4. It's not the Texas teams that we've came to know and love in the past. We're used to sort of Texas having 10-2, 11-1 teams, sometimes 9-3. And then on the other side, we're always used to Oregon State being a downtrodden team, but they've come up in these past few years and they've come up to be a very competitive team. So now we've got a competitive team that's up and rising team, Oregon State over Texas, one of the traditional powerhouses, especially down there in the Big 12 conferences, which they run that show down there. So I'm giving you a little bit of surprise. I'm going to take Oregon State.
All right. That's a fair game. I think this is actually pretty good game nonetheless, but I still like Texas, but I think this is a pretty good matchup.
It is a very good matchup. And then we've got one more bowl game to predict. One more bowl game, and I don't know, are we going to go over to Buffalo Wild Wings and see if we can get some free wings before Texas Christian and Michigan State meet? Maybe if we go over to Buffalo Wild Wings over here, we might be able to get a few wings or something.
Yeah, I'm going to see if we can get just all week before before the bowl games happen, if we can just get free wings and see what happens, and hopefully I can get a lot of free wings.
Yeah, that would be good. I'll leave that. I'll put that in your hands.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
But this is going to be a tough game here for Michigan State. This is one of the bowl games that both teams are pretty much equal. I like I like, we know, well, we know Michigan State. We saw a lot of Michigan State games, of course. Been to a lot of the games. I know I didn't see a ton of Texas Christian. Saw some, but I do know that Texas, again, like a lot of teams, they have a lot of speed on these teams in Texas. So I'm just looking at that, see what they got left now. They have a lot of speed. Michigan State has some okay speed. They don't have a lot of great speed, but they've got some okay speed. I'm sort of reluctant to look at anything else other than Michigan State. But Michigan State, Texas Christian, I think I'm going to have to go with Texas Christian, Aaron. So convince me now. And I assume you're going to pick Michigan State, so convince me to go for Michigan State.
Absolutely, I'm going to pick Michigan State. The reason being, Bell hasn't made a decision whether or not he wants to go to the NFL or come back. I think he's going to go like he's been doing all season long. If he has a great game, they win this game. If he doesn't, I think they lose. I think just like the entire season. He's put this team on his shoulders. Now he's going to have obviously time. He's had time to rest. I think he comes out strong. I'm sure in the back of his head, he kind of knows what he wants to do, whether or not he wants to come back or the NFL. But nonetheless, I think if he has a great game, which I think Michigan State can run on TCU, I think that'll be enough for them to pull off the win. Plus, I like their defense a little bit more than TCU's. I was about to say Cousins. If Maxwell can, have some, he doesn't have to have a great game. If he has a good game, a decent game, and people catch the ball just enough to keep the defense honest from TCU, I think they win this one. But again, if they can't run with Bell, they don't win. We saw it all season long. If Bell can't have a good game, they can't win. Even when he did have a great game, sometimes they didn't win either. But I think this is a different team, obviously, in TCU than some of the other games that they lost. So I'm gonna go with Michigan State on this one. Hopefully, I will be right, and my wings will taste even sweeter in victory as I dip them in ranch sauce. So
well. I think mine might taste a little better because I'll take the Texas Christian because, Michigan State has another problem, or sort of not a problem, but, if Deion Sims doesn't play and perform well, that could be a big problem for Michigan State. They need the passing game has been just so all year long. But when Sims has been down and hasn't played much, it's been really anemic. So they're going to need Deion Sims, a healthy, happy Deion Sims out there. And that would be a big, big difference for them. But I liked TCU to just to throttle their passing game. And I know they're going to try to run somewhat. I just can't see them... Michigan State running roughshod over TCU and passing roughshod over them. TCU has some good defensive players. It's a pretty balanced team, and I'm just not sure how much Michigan State wants to be there or how much TCU. I think this is one of those games I think we'll see the team that really doesn't want to be there, they'll show up pretty much.
Yeah, I think Michigan State wants to be there, though. I think Coach wants to... I think the team wants to prove that, the season didn't go well. But, sometimes, Coach has always talked about football and life. And I think this is one of those opportunities where the players can step up and say, hey, things didn't go our way. But we have one more shot to say, hey, let's end on a high note and, come out with a victory. So I think the players will be prepared. And hopefully Michigan State, as I just predicted, will get the win.
And as you know, they haven't sold very many tickets to this ball game. So, it's very, very iffy if we're going to see them winning any ball game or if they win this ball game. It's very iffy about how it's going to turn out. Have yourself a very, very happy Christmas and a happy holiday season. And we wish to see all of you back in the new year. And we'll talk to you later on right here on WKAR East Lansing.
Thanks for listening to Sports Talk with Earl Robinson from AM 870 WKAR.